my friends. All right. What is it with Brother Lawrence? So I found Hannah Whitall Smith. She wrote a foreword here to this little translation in the introduction. And I thought she had a very nice, succinct way of describing it. His, Brother Lawrence, one single aim, so he had, and believe me, one single aim, was to bring about a conscious, personal union between himself and God. And he took the shortest cut he could find to accomplish it. And the result can be described in his own words. If I dare use this expression. So now he's going to describe. So he wants this conscious personal union. So that he calls that state the bosom of God. Remember St. Mary Aliquaque with the Sacred Heart of Jesus? This is the same strand here. And he would describe this state as the bosom of God, for the inexpressible sweetness which I taste and experience there. Father Scriva, the critical edition, will express Brother Lawrence's simple life as centered on the presence of God. He's infinitely admired, that experience with the tree, faithfully sought after, always, and sweetly experienced. So it's the same, just a different, a little bit different way. Well, we're going to have to pick up quietism, but we're not going to do it just yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Ecclesiastical approbation. So, okay, so that's one of the things I look for. We're going to talk about spiritual matters, and first thing I look at, well, is there a nil obstat? Is there a imprimatur? And lo and behold, there isn't. There is not one. So, I had to. That's kind of odd for a spiritual classic, isn't it? I thought so. So,
I don't know, obviously Francis de Sales was a bishop, but I don't know when the nihil obstat and the imprimatur came in.
I don't know when they came in.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a reason why it's going to be, we're going to have a hiccup here, and why you and I and this other learned individual didn't necessarily know about him.
Right.
He did have royal and ecclesial support. He had a approbation. Mm-hmm. I did find that King Louis at that time supported his work, as did this card, the Vicar General to the Archbishop of Paris. They did support it. So that was an ecclesiastical and royal support.
Right.
So here comes the problem. His approach, so there was a fellow, let's see if I can find his name real quick. All right, I cannot find, there was this other fellow, and his work, oh yes, here it is, Fenelon and Madame Goyon, they proposed a heresy called quietism,
right,
which is a negation of the will in a very strict sense. It designates mystical element in the teaching of various sects. Your will is just so submerged, so quiet, so like you're in this presence of, so it's the Lord really doing the work. And it struck me as a Buddhist or a yoga type of New Age type of
sure. those early nuances toward that movement away from an authentic communion with God and an authentic surrendering of the will. Because within the Catholic understanding of surrendering the will is that one never becomes less than oneself, right? One still, you're always the agent of your own actions. It's just that you are, you know, when you will so, I mean, God will permit you to he'll give you multiple choices, right? All that are good, that you could live in God's will and be doing what you ought. Whereas, you know, with quietism, it's almost as though you become a non-actor in your own life.
That's correct. And this phenelion, F-E-N-E-L-O-N, got into trouble with the ecclesiastical authorities because of this heresy. And he saw, oh, here's Brother Lawrence. This book is saying the same thing I'm trying to say, but everybody likes him. The king likes him. This cardinal likes him. So he glommed on to that.
Right.
And then things became very muddy. And right. So it became suppressed.
Right.
But that suppression is going to lead to the explosion outwards from France into England and Spain and outward that way. So that some posit that if it hadn't been suppressed, it may not have had that kind of momentum outwards. But that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's just a thought. Mm-hmm. Almost, I hate to say it, and we brought Paul up before, it's kind of like if Paul would have been embraced within the synagogue.
Right.
He have ever gone out to the Gentiles?
Right.
And my thought is, and I think it's well-founded, is no. He would have had enough work trying to say, oh, look here, Genesis or Leviticus, and the Gentiles, which is us.
Right.
Would not have had his attention.
Right. Well, and also, you know, there were other agents, you know, within France that were anti-Protestant, that were moving, and they were efficacious, and there was a desperate need of Catholic truth outside of France more so than there was within Catholic France.
And you can say that for Gentiles, right?
Right, that's exactly.
The Jewish, they have a covenant.
Right. Yes, Gentiles. They have. Exactly. Well, and they would have had all the other apostles.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. All right, my friends. Let's see. We're going to start to pick up some quotes here. So we're back to, okay, we're worrying about quietism, and you can really, when it's not rooted in this, so he'll take out references to the rosary. Or, you know, Brother Lawrence had given a rosary and some other sorts of things. These ideas that float without having a solid and under bedrock within Carmelite spirituality, without understanding the history of the Catholic Church, that sort of thing, it would be easy to just go off with some of his maxims and so forth and really start to make it a me and Jesus moment.
Right.
Which is impossible for a man who's living in community.
Right.
But if you don't know that,
right,
you can just sound like, you know, you can easily get lost. So back to the critical.
Well, I think that it just becomes a shallow piety. You know, it's not to say that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but you're giving yourself shavings of meat. You know, you're never getting down to the marrow of what a man like Brother Lawrence would have had to offer you if you would have been willing to submit to not just the part of the meal that suited your fancy.
That's right. Oh, all right. I see another contentious topic we're going to pick up. So we'll do that in the next episode, my friends. Till then, be nice and watch you.